You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast, and this is one of those episodes where I decided just to give you a status update of where we are with things. It's a complete contrast to where I was around the time of the New York tour, and I think it's perfect. And I think it's great that I have this outlet to be able to share kind of where I am in real time, and then being able to look back at this moment when we eventually do get to where we want to get to. Hi, my name is Sean A. Russell. I'm the founder of Vegans Explore, and I've been doing this since 2016. I've been running this vegan community. It's gone through many phases. It's transformed from SoFlo Vegans to Vegans Explore. And if you see me looking down, I'm looking at my watch. The last time I did this video, I did some hand motion and it completely changed the view of my screen. So if you see me looking down, it's to make sure I still have the right framing. But I wanted to talk to you about kind of where we are right now with Vegans Explore. And I will say that I'm in a place right now where if I wasn't committed to doing a daily podcast, I'd probably go on a little hiatus and just regroup and take things a little slow. Not stop completely, but not feel the pressure to have to post content on a daily basis on social. Like you might have noticed, I've kind of slowed down on posting on social while I not even figure out, but just get some provisional things going for the organization. I did sign with a PR company, and I'm excited about that relationship. They're going to help us get some sponsorships. That's what we're focused on first. But as far as what we're doing content wise, I don't feel that huge urge to be pushing out social and to be pushing out all these different things, because I really feel like my focus gets to be on taking what we've done. I feel like we have so much content. We're sitting on years, almost a decade's worth of content. Granted, a lot of it we can't use because a lot of those businesses are shut down, unfortunately. But I don't feel like I need to get more content at this point. I feel like I need to capitalize on what it is we are and build the platform. Actually do the work, in the basement work of what this is going to be. Not try to be a one-man army, you know, focusing on trying to manage four different cities in one hand. Instead, build the platform, build the foundational resources for these cities, like have the event list, you know, have all this information set up for you guys so you can find out which events are happening. You can find out, you know, the restaurants in all these cities. That's information I can easily pull together and get up and then have a presence in the cities that we want to eventually tour. So we're building it out right now for New York City. We're building it out for Atlanta, because I'll be in Atlanta pretty soon. I'll be the next tour stop. Really visiting family, but I'm gonna take some time out to go to a couple of vegan restaurants while I'm out there, potentially have a meetup with some people that I know out in that area. And then I was gonna go to South Florida. I did plan to go to Christopher's Kitchen and do some meetups with some people, but I feel like there's just a lot going on and I really want to get some stuff done with Vegans Explore. But here's the other piece to it as well. Part of me is a little drained because I had to have a full-time job working for the school board, doing marketing and being the district webmaster there. So it is a little draining going from that to having then to post content. And then I'm also having a lot of fun posting other types of content outside of the vegan space as well. So that's also taking up a little bit of my bandwidth. So I think I just want to focus on doing these daily podcasts. I put out some different formats in the last couple of days that I actually enjoyed. I did one yesterday on diabetes. Check that out on, you know, how you know, it's more focused on insulin resistance and how sugar and carbs aren't the root cause. And that's information that I pulled from previous podcasts and experts who are in this field of study. So that stuff I'm going to play around with a little bit more. And prior to that, I did some interview. I took pulled some previous interviews and I put that out as well. So I'll be playing around with those different formats. A lot of those interviews honestly came because I just couldn't think of anything to do and I didn't want to go through the whole rigmarole. Yeah, I said rigmarole. I said it. I didn't want to go through all of that of creating that content. So I'll be playing around with it, putting out different types of episodes, but I do want to deliver value to you guys. So you'll be seeing that in the days to come. I don't know what I'm going to do from day to day. I'm playing with it, but I do know my number one priority is to make this sustainable, to build a team of paid people, not just have volunteers. That doesn't work. That hasn't worked. I tried multiple times and, you know, my challenge with volunteers are people who I don't feel like I'm paying what they are worth is that they're excited at first and then you go off of that excitement. And then when the excitement wanes, you're left with even more work. And that's not a model. I've tried it multiple times and it just doesn't make sense. So my goal is to not overcommit myself to running events and, you know, putting out weekly newsletters and doing all these different things. It's do enough to make sure that people are receiving value, they're getting a resource that's going to help them live a prosperous vegan lifestyle. Take it about 30%, 40% of the way there, and then connect with the right people who could see the vision. Not where we are right now, not the numbers, where the vision, the potential of what this could be with their involvement, with their support, and then bring it the other, you know, bring it home with a team of people. So, you know, ideally how I want to have this set up, and this is not a part I've talked about, but I do want you guys to get the bigger picture of how this is going to work, is I want to have community managers in each of these cities. So a community manager would be essentially what I've been in South Florida, where they'll be the mayor of that city for us. They'll be going to the events. They'll be reaching out to the businesses, reaching out to the content creators, creating the opportunities, you know, having us as the federal government, essentially, you know, giving them the resources, you know, providing them with the tools, the funding, and then they'll manage that city. And their job is to make sure that that city is running effectively. If a business shuts down, we got to take that on the chin because it's our responsibility that that stuff doesn't happen. And the businesses know enough that if they're struggling, they can reach out to us for resources. Hopefully we get to the point where we can do, you know, loans, grants, all those sort of things. So in order for us to get there, we definitely need a structure that people believe in, something that's out there that's different than what most people have come to know. I truly believe we have something that the world has never seen before. This is a community on another level. And it's my job as the founder, as the visionary, as the leader of this organization to make it clear that our success is your success. And until that happens, there's more work to be done. And right now, I'm in a moment where I know from firsthand of having done this nonstop for the last almost 30 years, that when I get into these moments where I'm feeling a little down, I'm not gonna lie, I'm feeling a little down, feeling a little like the weight of this is getting a little heavy, that's when things get really good. That's when things get really good. It's like the universe is having me feel the weight of this. And that there's going to be this lightning, epiphany. Someone's going to show up. An opportunity is going to present itself. But it's in this moment of me really contemplating what's next. It's almost like a test. Let's make it the weight a little bit heavier to see if he quits. But there's no quit in me. There's no quit in me. And I'm working in the lab. I'm putting together things. We have the 111 release date, which I am losing ground on because I did want at this point want to start activating memberships. And I get to do that. I have a lot of days coming up where I don't have to focus on the 9 to 5. So that's great. And I can use that time, especially when I'm in Atlanta, when I'm here in Orlando right now. I do hope to get back to South Florida, hopefully before the new year ends. If not, you know, the first couple of weeks of January, stop by. There are some events that are happening that I've been invited to that I want to try to sneak through. But yeah, this is great. I'm glad I have this opportunity to talk to you guys. And if you're watching this, thank you so much for watching this and following this journey. I would love to watch these videos, 5 years from now when we're doing everything that I said we're going to do. And we have the community managers in cities around the world and, have my own series on streaming. And I'm talking to everybody from all these different cities and interviewing these amazing people and doing things in other pockets of the world outside of the vegan space. And everything's just going exactly the way I've always known it was going to go. I get to watch this video and smile and see that, hey, I didn't give up. And there's people out there who's supporting me and rooting for me, and everything was worth it. Everything I did was for a reason, and I get to also know that this moment will never happen again. It's not like my favorite part of, we're getting close to the holiday season, my favorite part of Christmas is never Christmas, it was the lead up to it. And the part I liked the least, like my favorite day of the year is the 25th, because it was just the culmination of this big lead up of the music and the Christmas music and the people being happy and the all these things. And then the 25th happens and it's just like this explosion of, oh, yay, it's everything. And then the 26th is my worst day of the year because it's all over. And it's the longest period of time. You got to wait for it to all happen again. For me, this journey is the lead up to Christmas. And I know when it happens, it's going to be that Christmas. But then after that fact, you're stuck with the reality that what you were waiting for your whole life has happened. Now what? You set another goal, but then it's going to happen again. So for me, I've learned it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And as a cliche as that may sound, I watch a lot of, biographies and documentaries. It's the same story. It's about the journey. The number one advice I hear most of the time is, stop to smell the roses, stop to appreciate where you are, no matter where it is. And I appreciate where I am right now. I appreciate the ability for me to sit here and talk to you guys the way I'm talking, and knowing that maybe there's just this one person watching this, and hopefully that one person has that thing in their life that they've been striving for, and it's just slightly out of reach. Well, that's the fun part. It's like Tom and Jerry. I'm pretty sure Tom doesn't like getting hit overhead with a mallet, but he enjoys that he has that purpose of catching Jerry. And for me, it's building this community. I've been chasing this my entire life, even when I didn't know I was chasing it. And I needed this. I needed this. Thank you guys so much for being in my corner. Whether you're quiet or you're silently watching or you're rooting for me, I appreciate it. And there's only great things coming. So thank you guys again. And I'm going to end it here. Make sure you guys go to vegansexplore.com. When we do launch the memberships, make sure you sign up. It's going to be free until January 10th. Take advantage of that. You get a free membership by completing a survey. The survey gives me as much information as I need in order to build something that's going to truly support you. So take advantage of that opportunity and don't wait until January 11th. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.